Yes. What is the intent of the administrative workshop?
Well, that all got a bit lost in the discussions. The original idea was that we would consider running as an addition to the technical day a couple of hours on non-technical administration in respect to CCTLD. And everyone seemed to think that was a reasonably good idea, and then we got, I think, a little bit, everyone, I think, got a little bit confused about whether it was going to be run by the relevant regional organisation so in the case of Paris, for example, run by Centre, whether it was actually going to be, you know, what a regional organisation wanted to do for that particular slot. And in the end, what we agreed at, I think from memory, two council calls before Paris, was that we would ask the participation working group figure out whether or not it was appropriate, they thought it was appropriate for us to be running what's been referred to as an administrative workshop, and if so, how to do that and what the involvement of the relevant regional organisations should be. And then nothing much has happened since then.
Well, it seems to me that that's really not an item for the participation working group unless it's supposed to be instructional for new members.
Well, the question was whether or not the question was more to do with whether it was actually something that we felt would encourage participation or not. And if it wouldn't encourage participation, then it wasn't much point in doing it.
Mm.
So Leslie had my recollection is that Leslie had pretty much a clear understanding of what the various ideas had been, or views had been about this, and was going to sort of take it away and discuss it with the working group. And then she got sick, and so hopefully Leslie will be sort of back in the game relatively quickly. And I don't think we need to spend too much time discussing it today, because we've already sent it off to the working group for consideration. So really all we need to do is to chase them up, I think.
Okay.
If you could, in the nicest possible way, Gabby, if you could do that.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Perhaps send a note to the participation working group and ask them if they've got any progress on the administrative concept.
I would do so.
Thank you. Anyone else on that one? Okay, good. So the third item is ICANN's announcement on DNSSEC. I hope everybody's seen this, seen the tools that ICANN's published to help figure out whether or not a server is recursive and whether it's going to cause a problem. It's not so much an item that we need to do anything other than just to make sure everybody's aware of it and see if anyone has any comment to make or any input.
Chris, you mean the ICANN's announcement about this exploit for DNS?
Yeah.
Because it confused me a bit seeing it here at the announcement on DNSSEC, because DNSSEC was not the main thing there, right?
Yes, I think that's... Gabby, are you talking... Are we talking... Am I talking... Have I got this wrong? Are we talking about that, or are we talking about something else? Hello? Gabby?
Are you talking to me? Sorry,
yes.
I'll be operator again.
I'm sorry. Good. Maybe I've misunderstood.
Chris?
Yes.
This is
Hello?
Me. Yeah. Hi. I think what came out first was the DNSSEC and the notification on the DNSSEC paper.
Okay,
I sent out that one was sent out. And in that announcement there was the mention of the vulnerability, and
right.
Say 2 weeks was on the 6th of August that vulnerability became public. And that was the second note you sent out, and they are more or less linked.
Well, I think they're linked because I think they're linked because ICANN has suggested, or several people have suggested, that DNSSEC, the implementation of DNSSEC, would assist in solving this problem.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of the two things, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I go back on mute because I'm somewhere in Plaza.
Thank you, Bart. Sorry, Patricio. Yes, it's a combination of both.
Volaný účastník není dostupný. Prosím, zavolejte později.
Hello.
The person you are calling is not available at the moment. Please try again later. Volaný účastník není dostupný. Prosím, zavolejte později. The person you are calling is not available at the moment. Please try again.
Right. Everyone still there?
Yes.
It's fantastic. It's a multilingual experience, this conference call. You get all sorts of interesting information from operators. Sorry, Patricio. Yes, I think it's a combination of both of those things. I mean, specifically, that there was a, certainly in the later stuff that ICANN's put out, there's certainly an implication that the implementation of DNSSEC would be able to solve the problem. And then previously there was, if I remember correctly, previously there was an announcement in respect to the signing of the route.
Yeah, I don't think it's good to merge the two things. They're on different timescales.
I think that's probably right. So we should make those two separate agenda items.
Yeah, there's of course a need to make people aware that there is a vulnerability and there is a need to test the resolvers. And
yeah.
If you want to know, we are trying to do our share here in Chile, but some ISPs are slow to react, and some of them had good reason for that, because the original patch had some performance problems. They tried to install it, but they couldn't take all the loads.
Yeah. I think the same. It's pretty much the same here. I mean, I think there are still a significant number of ISPs operating open recursive servers, and they seem to be under the impression that they have to do that for some reason. None of the servers that we operate are, but there were some, as you will have seen from the notes, there were some TLDs that are operating open recursive servers. The majority of the ones that are left, or the ones that have done nothing about it, or appear to have done nothing about it, as I understand it, are mainly where they are using a secondary in another place that happens to be configured in that way. And that's a real challenge, because if you want to change that, if the operator of your secondary server refuses to change that, then you have to go through effectively the IANA process of changing your secondary servers to fix the problem. So, fairly complicated, I think.
Yeah, perhaps Mark could tell us what's the status of that right now, if I've made any progress in getting those servers to be made non-recursive.
But are you...
Because IANA...
Do you have an update at all?
I'm back in...
Yes,
I'm back in talk mode. I don't know about the... what is going on, but what I could do is ask Kim Davies, and maybe this is an item for the next meeting in Cairo, and then we start preparing and have an overview of what happened ever since, and what ICANN has done, and what the responses were.
Oh, I think we should definitely have a briefing in Cairo and a discussion about it, because the key is... One of the things we should be talking about is the speed of response and the willingness to respond at the TLD level.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Is it an idea that I ask Kim Davies to join us for this particular item and for the next conference call?
Yes, that might be useful. What would also be useful, Gabby, is a summary to look at the other side of the coin. Because Patricio, Bart, can you go back onto mute again for a second?
Yeah, I will.
Thanks, mate. Gabby, what would also be useful, given that Patricio is right and the two things should be split, so one is the DNS vulnerability and the other is DNSSEC, what would be useful for the next call would be an update paper on where we are with DNSSEC in the root.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good. Anybody else got anything they want to talk about on this particular issue? Either of those two issues, I'm sorry.
Chris, this is Keith Drazik.
Yes, Keith.
I have a suggestion that for Cairo. I'm concerned that this vulnerability issue is going to become a bigger issue and not a smaller issue between now and Cairo. And I'd suggest that it might make sense, in addition to Kim Davies being, you know, available to give an update, is to basically try to get some technical experts from, you know, various registries or groups to come and give a talk to the CNSA membership in Cairo on this particular issue, because it's a very complex technical issue, but I think we would all benefit from having some technical expertise come and talk to us.
Sure, and presumably both from an angle of actually the TLD service, but also presumably to provide us with information to enable us to talk sensibly to other organizations within our territory running those sorts of services.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think that's an excellent idea, and perhaps, Keith, if you have any thoughts on who that might be, you could send a note to Bart and Gabby.
I'll absolutely do that, and you know, I think that if there are anybody from the CCNSO Council or the membership that you know, that would like to participate in that, you know, from a speaker's perspective, that
yeah,
you know, we would put out an invitation. Yeah.
Well, let's get a structure.
It's Keith. Let's contact you over the next couple of days, and that we come up with a kind of program of what we want to suggest, and see what I can do from my side and what you can do from your side.
Yeah, that sounds good, Bart.
Okay.
Okay. Be noisy, Bart. Yes, it does sound like you're currently in the middle of a hurricane, but actually, presumably, it's just a train. What I think Bart was suggesting, Keith, in respect to Kim Davies, was not just to wait to Cairo, but actually to have a discussion, to actually get him to sit in on the next call and have a discussion about that. On the call itself. So that would certainly be a first step. Good. All right. Well, that seems to make sense. Anyone else got anything they want to say on that particular topic? Okay. Well, in that case, we'll move on to item four, which is the were able to come to the joint GNSO CCNSO council meeting in Cairo, which actually took place on the Thursday, if I recall correctly.
You mean in Paris?
Yes, I'm sorry, in Paris. It's just everything just sort of melds into one, really, Dottie, after a while. in Paris. And one of the things that we talked about and agreed in principle anyway was that it really would be useful in the same way that we have ALAC liaisons. It would be sensible if we could arrange it for us to have GNSO and CCNSO liaisons. The challenge with this has always been that the GNSO meetings and the face-to-face meetings and the CCNSO meetings tend to take place on the same days, and so therefore someone who would be our liaison to the GNSO would not actually be able to attend the CCNSO meetings because they would be attending the GNSO meetings. But that actually applies much the same way in respect to the ALAC, because Ron Sherwood, who is our liaison to the ALAC, attends the ALAC meetings, and Jacqueline who is the ALAX liaison to us, does the sort of intends our meeting. So my proposal would be that we actually simply make a call to the members, CCNSO members, to ask if anybody would like to volunteer to be the CCNSO liaison to GNSO.
I just wanted to say I've checked for this call. So if you look at the guidelines, the first step is to formalize the liaison or the observership with the GNSO and the other way around. So that is a letter. That's according to the bylaws. The second step is what you just suggested, a call to the membership, and that can be done by the CCNSO, and then the council appoints the liaison for 1 year.
Okay, thank you, Bart. Yes, Sotty?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, so in that case, can I ask that Gabby, that you take that we start with the bylaws, the requirements, and that someone, you and Bart together, draft a suggested letter as per the bylaws, and then the next step would be that we ask. But once we've done that, we make a call for volunteers. If that's all right.
Okay.
Yes, Bart. No, not Bart. Okay. Thanks, Gabby. Unless anyone has anything else on that point, I mean, I think it's very sensible that we should have a liaison. We just need to find someone who's prepared to volunteer.
Well, the thing they think would be sensible.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to, the GNSO is going to go through the same process themselves.
Okay.
Chris, it's Leslie. I just joined.
Oh, hello, Leslie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Did you want to say something, or just hello that you joined?
Hello, I've just joined.
Welcome back.
We mucked up on the timing somewhere, so apologies.
Don't worry, that's not a problem. We might get back to you in a little while, but we've skipped over item 2 on the agenda.
All right.
which is the administrative workshop stuff, but we'll see how we go for time. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
That's number 4. Number 5 is the CCNSO GNSO Council meeting in Cairo. And I think this is just there to say that to just get some input from everybody about whether we think it's worth whether we think, you know, the going through the process of actually having a formal meeting with the GNSO Council as opposed to just having liaisons is a worthwhile exercise. Does anybody have any comments? Gosh, okay.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, we've had in Paris and then in the meeting before Paris, which was somewhere else, both occasions we had a joint GNSO CCNSO council meeting, which was open to people to attend, to watch. In both of those cases, that was driven by the IDN scenario. The question is whether we should continue with to have joint CCNSO GNSO council meetings, an ongoing ICANN meeting, even though the IDN stuff may eventually not be a topic for discussion. And I was interested to see what other people thought about that.
My vote is definitely yes.
Chris, my vote is too, although I missed the Paris meeting, the somewhere else meeting I think was very good. And certainly one of our inputs to the president's strategy stuff is that there should be more cross-constituency working.
Yeah. I think that I agree with you, Leslie. I think the challenge, as you weren't in Paris, the challenge with Paris was the timing one.
Mm.
We didn't actually have the meeting until the Thursday. By the time we had the meeting, it would be fair to say that a number of the GNSO people and a number of the CCNSO people had already left, or alternatively, the sheer delights of the possibility of going to view Paris overcame them, and they were unable or unwilling to attend. So I think it's a timing issue, and I think we should strive to do this sort of thing earlier rather than later in the week. Sorry? Hello? Is that you, Andre? It sounded like somebody speaking Czech to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'm muted.
That's okay. You're not muted, but I'm just impressed that I recognised that it was Czech. So Gabby, could I ask you perhaps to make contact with Glenn?
Mm-hmm.
And start to talk to her about how we would time a meeting with the GNSO, perhaps at some stage on the Monday.
Okay.
I don't know how their 3 days pan out, because I know they have lots of different constituency meetings and so on, but let's see if we can do that. Okay. Good. 6 is the item that Gabby sent a note out on. Basically, we agreed in Paris that we would reconstitute the CCNSO GAC working group. Yanis Kirkland, the chair of the GAC, agreed to go away and re-sort of work the GAC people. And there was a discussion about whether we should actually increase the number of people on the group, because it's historically been quite difficult to get, you know, all 5 members, especially from the GAC, together at one time. So the current situation is that not very much has happened. I think that the sensible thing to do would be for, before we reconfirm the charter, would be for me to talk to GAC, to talk to Yanis, the GAC chair, and get clear whether what they feel about, what he feels about numbers and so on. So if everyone's okay, what I've suggested to Gabby, subject to everyone else's agreement, is that she talks to Donna, who is the ICANN staff liaison to the GAC, and between them they figure out what the GAC wants in respect to the liaison, and report back to us, and then we take the steps that are necessary in order to make sure that in plenty of time for Cairo we have a working group set up that is able to work on agenda, timing, and all the other things that we need to have done so that we have a meaningful dialogue with the GAC. Is that okay? Do I have any objections to that? Just so that you know, for those of you who weren't in Paris, we did actually have a fair amount of liaison with the GAC, because Yanis succeeded in persuading his colleagues that, certainly in respect to IDNs, it was pointless having closed-door discussions about stuff in respect to IDNs if there were going to be heaps of questions. So for most of their IDN discussions, Bart and I, and on our occasions a couple of other people, were actually in the GAC room and contributed to the discussions. And I think there was a general feeling amongst some members of the GAC that was quite useful, and that when we are discussing matters that are clearly, you know, in the realm of the seas, there should be CC people in the room, and presumably in respect to the GPLDs the same thing would apply. So progress is being made on that score, and the working group's job will be to try and make that happen even faster. Anyone else on that? Okay. 7 is the 7 is the IANA software testing. Olivier is not on the call. The situation was, if I remember correctly, at the council meeting in Paris, Olivier made some comments about IANA testing and the halting of that testing, and the fact that the CC IANA working group was just about ready to start testing, and then the testing was halted, and various other issues. I don't want to preempt Olivier, except to say that I haven't written to anybody, despite the resolution that I should, because after the council meeting in Paris, I sat and talked for 2 hours to Kim Davies from IANA, and then an hour with Olivier, and then I put them both together and said, could you please go and sort this out, because it seems to me that there's been a misunderstanding. And so they went away and did all that, and I was rather hoping that Olivier would be able to actually report on this call as to where they've got to. But since he isn't on the call, I think we need to roll that forwards to the next meeting. Unless anyone objects.
So did you think, what was your impression after speaking to the why of whatever of this cessation?
My impression was that the Olivier's understanding of what had happened was not quite right. That there wasn't effectively a shutdown of testing in the way that he had described it. But, Dottie, I'd prefer not.
Right.
I'm struggling to remember all the details. It's a while ago, and a fair few things have happened since then, including 2 weeks' holiday in the south of France. And I'd much rather have Olivier set out
explain
the situation,
it.
Because
right.
I don't want to make him wrong or right, or Kim wrong or right, if that's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to try and do is, what I'm going to do is to get Olivier to draft, to send a note to the council prior to the next meeting in September, setting out what he thinks the position is currently, and then we can have a sense of the
meaningful. Is it being used? Is the software currently in use?
No, not as far as I'm aware.
All right.
So we can have a much more meaningful discussion about it once we've had a report from Olivier.
Yeah.
Gabby, can you make sure that goes down as an action item?
Yes.
And can you make sure that you tell me to do it within a couple of days rather than a couple of weeks, so that
okay.
Olivier has time to actually do that? Okay. Leslie, would you mind just briefly if we went back to what is item two on the agenda, which is the administrative workshop scenario?
No, of course
not. The reason being that the last time we left this, I think, was that we said that we would handball, ask whatever name you care to use, abdicate responsibility to the participation working group to see if they could come up with some sort of suggestions. And I suspect that probably hasn't happened yet, but I suppose it was really just a question of is it possible that we could ask that something occur on that relatively soon.
Okay. So was there any meetings to discuss this in Paris? I was hoping you might have solved it in my absence.
No, we deliberately didn't do anything in your absence. We felt that if we had any excuse to drop anything was taken.
Okay,
I wasn't involved in any meetings. I don't know if anyone had any other meetings, but I don't know of any.
Okay, I forget exactly where we got to, but
Where we got to was an understanding that we didn't understand.
I remember that bit. Yeah,
there was confusion. That we didn't want to step on anyone's toes. We didn't want to be upsetting the regional organisations. We weren't sure how to do it, if indeed we should be doing it at all. The real question is it going to help participation?
Yeah.
And if it is, then what should we do, if anything?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Consider the ball back in my court, then.
Yes, consider yourself passed unto. good. Which brings us to... I managed to put my glasses down somewhere where I can't find them. Hang on. Here we go. Which brings us to the working group updates, which will probably not take very long, given that the IANA working group, we have no update because we have no Olivier. GAC working group. Gabby, that means the joint liaison one, presumably.
Yes.
Okay, well, there's obviously nothing on that. The CCNSO GAC IDN working group, where are we with that? Have we closed that one down yet? Or Bart, what's happening with that?
To my knowledge, the CCN, the IDN working group is closed, and the IDNC working group is closed as well.
Yes, I think we sent a note out or something at one point.
Yeah, and so the the email list is being archived and is available with regard to the IDN working group, the CC IDN working group. I think we closed it, not the conference call prior to the Paris meeting.
Thank you, Bart. So, Gabby, could you... Thanks, Bart.
Sorry, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
Could you amend the list so that those ones, so that the TTNSO GAT one is taken off the list?
Yeah, sure.
Because we don't need to discuss it anymore. Participation working group, is there any update on that?
Yes, there is. The survey, the report on the survey has gone to the smaller task group that we're looking at the survey, and there's a draft report of the results just being circulated at the moment with a deadline for comments at the end of August. The report will then go to the main group, and then we will bring recommendations from that back to the CCNSO.
Fantastic.
So some movement probably by the end of September, I would hope.
Excellent. All right. That's good. Processes working group, Dottie?
Well, you know, I think we accepted the proposals, and I don't know, I mean, I don't think we have anything completely underway. I can imagine it might sit in the wings, but I don't think there's more to do. Do you, Bart?
Okay. Bart?
We submit our report.
We have one more item.
Bart. Hold on a second. Go back onto mute for a second.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. Patricio, were you saying something?
That when we submitted our set of reports, I thought we were done, but Bart corrected me. I think we have something left to do, and I yield to Bart.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Bart, you can come off mute now.
We have one more item, real item to do. We have one more real item to do, that is the input into the strategic and operational processes, how to structure that. I suggest we put this on the agenda for the Cairo meeting, because then the strategic planning process is starting again. Say last time we had, say, an ad hoc way of dealing with it, which went down pretty well. So that is the real issue that's still on the table.
Okay.
I think it would be better if we had some kind of suggestions to offer at the meeting rather than just a discussion. Do you?
Yes, I think we should do it the same way, that say we as a small group draft something and then and suggest that to first to the council, and then put it on the agenda as the last item of the process of the working group.
Right, so we can schedule a conference call.
Yeah.
All right.
And I will send out you a first draft. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Bart. Sounds like you're in a schoolyard.
Sounds like Harry Carey.
Could very well be. Okay, good. The tech working group, nothing to report, really. Another successful tech meeting in Paris. I'm going to ask Eberhard to... This will be interesting. I'm going to see what sort of response I get. I'm going to ask Eberhard to do a survey. Just a sort of email around to the members list saying how are we doing, and is there anything else you'd like us to do that we're not doing, and topics that you'd like to be covered that are not being covered, and see what response we get, and hopefully in time for Cairo. So that's good. Next one is anti-phishing. Gabby, where are we with that and what are the next steps?
Well, the server is also represented in Paris, and a small short report is up online now. And, well, since the last two questions were whether those participating wanted to the CCNSO to do anything about it, and the reply was yes, then, well, maybe we should think of maybe the CCNSO should do something about it.
Well, okay, so maybe one of the things we could start by doing is liaising with Thing, what's his name, from the anti-phishing
Rod
Rasmussen.
Yes.
Him, yeah, because he's very keen to come to talk to us again in Cairo and give us another update. So that's certainly worth thinking about. So what, Gabby, why don't we consider spend a little time thinking about what sort of things we could be doing on anti-phishing and in Cairo, and ask for some input from the technical people involved in that. And I know Oscar Robles is one of those who's keen to be involved, at least was one of those who's keen to be involved. And perhaps we could put together a sort of session, another session in Cairo on anti-phishing.
Well, can I ask this? With no enforcement powers, what exactly can we do? What are we able to do?
Except
moral persuasion.
Maybe that's what we should be discussing in Cairo, Dottie. It's an extremely good question. I know that, for example, just to give you an example, I know that OSCERT, the Australian Computer Emergency Response Team, which is based out of the University of Queensland, is constantly suggesting to us that we should respond to information provided by them that says that a site in a.au website is being used for phishing, and that on that basis we should take that website down. And my response to it has always been, well, actually, no, we don't take websites down. We can't. What we can do is delete domain names, but not take websites down. ISPs do that. And so they say, well, in that case, you should delete the domain name. And there are all sorts of political and policy issues that arise in respect to that. And maybe that's something we should be having a discussion about.
Well, I think it's a good idea because...
Yeah.
Because right now it seems that between nothing and mediation, there isn't any sort of interim influence.
Yeah. Well, that's true. So can we maybe do a little bit of, perhaps we could, Bart and Gabby could do a little bit of work between now and our next telephone conference, and then we could decide then what sort of shape any discussion would take place in Paris would be. In Cairo would be. Is that okay? Good. Well, no one's objecting, so let's do that. Is that okay, Gabby?
Yes.
Good. Excellent. The main name front running. What do you want us to do about this, Gabby?
Me? Well, there was an action item from the council meeting that I should write a briefing paper about that, and that was based on that someone from the item board had asked what the CCNSO is doing and thinking about it. So basically, I'm asking you what you want to do about that.
Right.
Well, it's in the same sort of category. It's like something that needs wrist slapping, and
It's not quite the same sort of category, or it certainly isn't in Australia, Dottie, because this is actually something we do have control over us. Well, in the sense that we because the registrars are licensed by us and the rules that they operate by made by us, we can introduce policies that prevent them from doing stuff like this if we choose to do so. So that's just from my perspective running .au. So that may not be the same elsewhere, but for us that's certainly the case. Unlike fishing, which doesn't naturally fit into our remit, this does. So maybe this is something that we can, again, usefully have some discussions about.
I think we could usefully share what's going on in different places.
Yeah, that's probably an excellent. I mean, that's always a good starting point, isn't it?
Hmm.
What's happening where you are?
Yeah.
So, Gabby, can we perhaps look at that as an agenda item for the next meeting in Cairo?
Mm-hmm.
A reporting from a number of CCs on the situation in respect to front running.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a bit like the wildcarding, thing, in the sense that it, different people have different attitudes to it and will take different steps in respect to it. So it's something that's worth us having a session on, I think. Okay.
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. The paper mentioned that besides the registrars doing this, also it could be done by third parties by spying through the ISPs or using a spyware. I have no idea whether that's a fact, whether it's really happening that way or just a slight possibility. Do other people have more information on that?
Don't know. Gabby, do you know where that came from?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know where the suggestion came from that spyware or whatever could be being used for outside of registrars to find out this sort of information?
No.
It came from Circle ID, didn't it?
Oh, sorry, you mean the okay, sorry, yes. Yeah, they were just newspaper articles. I'm not sure where they have that from, though.
Well, of course, they'll be 100% reliable, being newspaper articles. So let's just take that as read, shall we? Perhaps we could follow that up and see whether Steve Crocker or who else would it be? Dave Piscatello, I suppose, have any clues about front running outside of registrars. That would be quite useful, I think. So, Gabby, can you make a note that I should perhaps send a note to Steve and Dave and ask them if they've got an update on the position?
Yeah.
From the SAC point of view and just generally?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else? Any other business? Okay, next. Oops. Bart. Bart, was that you?
Chris, this is Bart. It's one of the items which involved some CC managers was, follow-up planning. I know by, I think, October, the final report of the failover group within ICANN, which included 5 CCs, will be published, and somewhere in January there is a testing of it. Is it a suggestion to put this on the agenda for Cairo?
If Patrick, it is Patrick, isn't it? Patrick Jones.
Yeah, Patrick Jones, yeah.
Wants to come and report and talk to us about it, then I think that's definitely worthwhile.
Yeah, and maybe ask, according to the new guidelines, ask somebody like Rulof to chair that part of the meeting. Rulof was part of, he was one of the most active members from the CC community participating.
Excellent. That sounds absolutely fine.
Okay, well then I'll make this work and we can put it on the Cairo meeting.
Good. The planned next meeting is the 16th of September, which is also a Tuesday. This will be a rare event for me because I'll be in Geneva, so it'll be the middle of the day. unless anyone has anything else, we can close the meeting. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. We're glad
Thank
you're
you.
Alive.
Not nearly as odd as I am, Dottie, but thank you very much for your love and support. And thank Qantas for
bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.